There are certain everyday etiquette tips that we should be living by. Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. And I'm never going to let you live down the time you coughed directly into my mouth and gave me the flu. I'm just not.
I did cough into your mouth, but to put it in perspective, our mouths weren't like an inch away. That kind of
Which
sounds
makes
weird.
It even worse. So
it flew across the table.
Right. Long projectile right. cough.
You reared back right at her. No coverage.
I will say, I try to cover my mouth, except for that time it was like a quick like choke, and I couldn't have time to do that, so that's why it came and spit in your face.
Your quick choke.
Also, you had the flu.
I felt the droplet on my mouth, and I thought, this is it.
Yep.
This is my demise.
And I'm going down.
Yep. And I did.
Instantaneously.
It was the worst. So make sure. I was just shopping very recently, and there was a mother who was with her son, and he was, I can't guess how old, but he was, you know, like as tall as me. And he went like that.
Mm.
I held my breath and I walked away as fast as I could because it was right there. I was like, what? Are you serious?
I know. Do you remember in the height of COVID when people could start to go out a little bit, and if anyone coughed, it was like, get them out of here, burn them.
Yeah.
Or if you coughed, you're like, no, I'm okay.
Because if you get somebody else sick, get somebody else sick, I think you're the worst. I truly do. If you are sick and you know it, and then you knowingly get somebody else sick, I think that you are spawn of Satan. Truly. I mean, you're spreading things that you know.
Have you ever done this when you sneezed or may cough really bad and you like into your elbow or whatever, the crook of your elbow, and you look and then there's like mucus?
Yeah.
That is so embarrassing. And you're like out in public because you're just like, you're just like kind of walking away with your elbow, like your arm. Like, Matt, you've had that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So freaking worse.
Yeah.
Or the cough is the worst because you're like, and you're like, why is there, you know, when you're really sick?
I don't typically get coughs with mucus. Like, that's just not how my body does. But, I mean, but I've had things weep out of my eyes before, clearly. You know, like when I've had pink eye and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it's embarrassing. So I feel the embarrassment part, just never, like,
and sometimes
mucus
you don't
on my shirt.
Notice it at first, and you put your arm down, you're like, oh, gosh, I need to go to the bathroom and wipe it off.
Do you ever get embarrassed of your own children when they're sick, and then they cough or they sneeze, and then just loads of snot blow out of their nose?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Everybody can see it. I'm like, oh, my God, cover that up right now. I get embarrassed because they're my children. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, another etiquette tip, everyday etiquette tip that we should all be following, but... Well, I'll lay off you now at this point. I think you should leave a great tip if service is great.
I do.
Okay. I figured
Jared
that you
doesn't.
Did.
Actually, over time, I've left more because you do it before tax. So, anyway. I
don't do it before tax. I said I don't do it before tax, but that is the... In fact, you know how a lot of the receipts now... recommend what's 20% and they put the actual price.
That's before tax.
Yeah, I also don't like the ones though that go all the way up to like 35%.
Yeah. What do you think I'm
not gonna do that.
You think I'm Jeff Bezos?
I'm not doing 30. I'm sorry.
They make it very difficult when they start at 20.
Yes.
25, 30 custom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on.
I just went at that point, I see custom and I'd put in what I would normally do, which is a standard 20 if my service was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always do at least 20% except for the one time at the Chinese buffet.
Mm-hmm.
You tip nothing.
None. Yeah. Yeah.
When they were waiting on you and filled up your
soda. At least 10%.
Chick-fil-A, and I'll stand by this, and you guys are, if you're being honest, you're like, technically you should at Chick-fil-A. If they're bringing your tray out and the old lady's getting refills, they get more refills and more service at Chick-fil-A than I do at Chinese buffet.
Do you pay before or after you eat?
Uh-huh.
You pay before you eat, less likely to tip. You pay after you eat, you probably tip.
Throw some Bitcoin on the table.
I can see that. I
can see that, yeah.
I do see that.
Because you don't know how the service is going to be. And you know what? It's your discretion. If the old lady's coming up, when I go to Chick-fil-A, most people don't order five sodas like you do. Mm-hmm. Usually they never come out. They bring it. That's it.
I don't get the refills. And then also...
But it's the same thing. They bring your food. Like the Chinese buffet...
you should be tipping.
...brings you a drink and you get your own food.
Yes, so right. I'm clearing your plates.
Under the same thought process, you guys should technically be tipping at Chick-fil-A.
No, because she brings it out once. If you're the one that's going to get that Chick-fil-A person to get sodas five times, then yeah, you should leave a little tip.
Because they're working.
The Chinese buffet doesn't even bring your food. They clear your plate
every time. They clear your plate every single time.
Yeah. And to me, it's just not the same. It's not.
Okay.
I don't, and I'm not just being contrarian. I just... do not view it that way. I go, I stand in line to order, and then I go and sit down, if I'm eating in there at all. And then I go and sit down.
Yeah, don't talk you're eating in. Yeah.
We should do a topic someday about whether or not people think you should tip at a buffet.
At the buffet?
Yeah, like the waitress. And I think a lot of people say something.
Yeah.
Maybe not 25%, but something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think historically when I've been there in big groups of friends before you guys, I've never seen people tip at the Chinese buffet. I'm not saying it's right. It's just I've never seen it. Because I think the thought was, I'm getting it myself, besides the drink.
I think it's 75-80% say they would.
Yeah. Well, people say they will do, and what they actually do are two different things.
Yeah, but I think it's still a lot of people that say.
No, I think,
Mm-hmm. All right, finally, one everyday etiquette tip that we should all be living by is return borrowed stuff in the same condition or better.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It's difficult.
It's tough.
Jared is guilty of this
one. I've lost a book.
And then returned a book after I asked for it for a solid year without a cover.
And I got it. Somehow I had to get it from Kelly's house after we were divorced. I'm like, hey, do you have this book that we, it was the,
So, anyway, just a few etiquette things that you should be living by every day.
Yeah, it's hard. There's so many rules.